God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So let me ask you a question. Do you feel like the good guys are winning today? Whoever the good guys are, do you think the good guys are winning? Let me ask you this. Are the smartest people running the country? Now, I don't care your party affiliation. And I thank God for our country. I thank God for our nation. I thank God for our freedoms. And I do thank God for those who serve our country by leading it. But I think it is fair to ask, do you feel like the smartest people in the country are leading the country? Now, to be sure, there are a lot of ambitious people, very ambitious people in Washington, in the state capitol, and elsewhere. But are they the best people? Is this good? What about the judicial system? Do you believe that the innocent are being set free and the guilty are being punished? Is our judicial system good? Now, again, I would say we're blessed with perhaps the finest judicial system in the world, and yet it is flawed, is it not? Do you believe that the most noble people in our country are being enriched? Or do you believe there are a lot of monopolies? Or do you believe that there are people that have no good in them that are making lots of money from you? Now, it is easy to stir up discontentment. My point is just, do you really believe that the good guys are winning today? Well, hold your answer. Psalm 73 verse 1 says, truly God is good. Truly God is good as to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. The first three words in four words in this psalm are the words, truly God is good. Psalm 73, 1. The first several words of the last verse of this psalm are, but it is good. It is good for me. So it is, God is good, and it is good for me to draw near to God, and because that life can be good. Now, four contrasts we find in this psalm kind of highlight the goodness of God. The first contrast is envy and pride. God's goodness to God's mercy to all people, and we all have sin. It's just that the sin of others offends us, and oftentimes our own sin does not offend us. But God's goodness can lead to envy from those who feel like others are getting away with evil. In verse 2, the psalmist says, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious of the foolish, at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. He looked around and he saw evil people prospering, and he was envious. What about the evil people themselves? Verse 6 says, therefore pride compasseth them. So both the envy of good people and the pride of evil people kind of come together in a latitude and longitude coordination here to bring you to a point where you realize God's goodness, God's mercy. Now, sometimes we feel like God is too harsh. We think that eternal judgment is just too comprehensive to comprehend, and it's too severe to seem right. On the other hand, we feel like on this life, there are many people that are doing evil and getting away with it. And it's almost as if a holy God cannot win for losing. We can't be satisfied either way. And that's because we've got to come to the realization that God is good. He shows mercy. He is a just God. He's a God of judgment. And sometimes our timing and God's sense of timing don't connect, but God is good. And both the envy of some and the pride of others, I think, show this. Second of all, you find God's goodness. It's a lesson. It's a lesson to those who are wise. In verse 21, the psalmist says, thus my heart was grieved and I was pricked in my reins. I was kind of jabbed in the side. I learned a lesson. I learned a lesson about the goodness of God. Why? Because what led to a lesson for the good man, the psalmist, was nothing but a dream. It evaporated into the morning sun for those who were evil. Verse 20 says, as a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. The prosperity of the wicked, it's like a dream that just disappears in the morning sun. So you have a lesson to the good. You have a dream that just disappears with the evil. God shows them mercy. They take it for granted. And because they do, they face judgment. Psalm 52 says, why do you brag, O evil man? The goodness of God endures. That you've not been struck dead does not point to how good you are. It points to how how good God is, how merciful God is. You see this in the contrast between the world and heaven. In verse 12, the Bible says about the evil, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Okay, so they prosper, but they do so in the world, in this life only. In contrast, in verse 25, the psalmist says, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee, speaking of God. Now, you may well worry that, you know, people at this time did not have as well a conceived theology of heaven as perhaps we do. But I'll tell you something. You find the eternal in the Psalms, and you have an acknowledgement of heaven in the Psalms. And so you have the contrast between the world in which the evil man may prosper for a time and eternity in heaven and God, who are the hope of not just in this life, but in the life to come of people like the psalmist. And finally, you have strength and the end of strength. In verse 4, the psalmist is talking about the evil who seemed to die an easy death. But verse 17 says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, I was envious of such people. Then understood I their end. They may be strong today, but they will end tomorrow. What is the psalmist saying? The psalmist is saying God is good. And it is good to be near to God. You know, the Bible tells us in the New Testament, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. It leads you to a change of mind. Today, let the goodness of God affect what you perceive of this world. There may be times when you do not see good. There may be times when it appears as if evil is triumphing. But know that there is a God. He may not work the way you would suppose. He may not work in the time that you would wish, but he is working nonetheless. Truly, God is good to Israel. It is good for me to draw near to such a God.